Well, obviously, we gave him a second chance, and everybody knew the parameters. I think those were pretty well documented, and we moved on. Well, I think it's fairly normal. You know, I think most good defensive players I've ever been associated with, that's where they first got their break, and they kind of earned their keep, so to speak, is on teams. And it was a great carryover to performing well in special teams. It correlates pretty well to playing well on defense. So he's been a guy that's caught my eye. He's made some good plays. He's adapted well to, you know, Vic's defensive schemes, and we'll see where that goes. Yeah, definitely. You know, he's a guy, he's a veteran player. He's been around, Bobby last year, and he'd probably tell you the same. It's frustrating time to get injured as a player, and you're not able to go out there with your teammates. It's a tough pill to swallow. So, he's really attacked this offseason. He's been, great with our coaching staff and with his teammates. And, I've definitely seen him, take a step forward in the leadership. Yeah, it was probably a frustrating start to his career, but he caught our eye. He's a guy that, we were impressed with on the tape, albeit limited tape. And I've liked what I've seen with him during his first six practice. Well, I think he's a smart player, so he grasps things and able to take him from the classroom out to the field pretty well. Again, we talked about leadership earlier. He's gotten that spark. He helps some of the younger players grasp what we're doing. And I think he's been an excellent addition. They've done a good job. I think there's a long list of them, but they've done a good job of learning the system, both in the pass game and in the run game. And, I like what I've seen. There's some young guys there that some people may not have heard of. I think Bear is probably the most veteran guy in that group, but they're working at it and doing a good job with it.